small daddy daddies, are you listening?
Software interfaces with the WSJTX, I believe, software. Also interfaces with your login software. And so when once you make a contact, it automatically logs it in for you, so you don't have to do any of that. It's really cool. You just, the box comes up and you click OK, and it logs all the information in the, you know, the call, the frequency, the send and receive, what I'm trying to say, strength, the power, it can show the grid, gosh, I don't know, a bunch of several different things. So it's really neat. I use QRZ too, so I log it in manually on QRZ as well. So I actually have it logged in two places, but it automatically logs it into my N3FJ, whatever that is, N3FJP, I believe it is, software.
I think I'm probably going to try to do some WindLink stuff. Have you ever messed around with WindLink?
I have not.
For a fact, I could do WindLink on 2 meters.
Well, I mean, I've heard of it. I don't know anything about it, but I've heard people, you know, talking about it or mentioning it on the air, but I never actually sat down and had a conversation with somebody over the radio about it. So I don't know anything about it. There's so many modes out there. It's just, I mean, that's the neat thing about amateur radio. I mean, you know, if you don't like one mode, you can do something else. You know, I mean, there's just plenty much to do out there.
That sounds like amateur radio is going to be a real lot of fun for me, and I'm sure it is for you too. How long have you been licensed, Dave? KO4 WWZ for ID with KD4CBA.
CBA. I got my ticket back in 82. I think it was in Knocktober. Knocktober, as I like to say, October of 82, I believe, if I remember correctly. And a good friend of mine, Phil, called me into it, W4NGU. And so he got me started, kind of, I got the bug from him, and so I've been spending money on amateur radio equipment ever since.
Definitely sounds cool, Dave. Listen, you know my station got struck by lightning, right?
I remember you talking about that, and you were on your, I think you were on your handheld or something.
So, I was wondering, who do you know that can open up my power supply in my JZ 10 meter and take a look at them and see? Because they don't power up and come on. They just don't function like they did before, so I'm wondering if maybe a component can be replaced.
Can send you, I've got your call sign, and do you have your, are you on QRZ? Do you have your email address on QRZ?
Not, but I can tell you my email is ko4wwz @gmail.com.
It's your call @gmail.com. Yeah, I can send you an email with a couple of names. I had a guy, they're, I think both of them are up in North Carolina, but it's it's not terribly far from here. I just drove up there and met him at a gas station on Long Shoals Road, and but anyway, and so but I've got a couple of names and phone numbers, and you can call them and, you know, see what they got to say about it.
How about that? Are any of them local here in the upstate?
Anybody around here? There may be somebody, but if there is, I don't know about them, and you know, somebody listening might know. You know, this was I don't know, about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. These were the only people that were available at the time. So, I mean, certainly in that length of time, there could be somebody in the upstate.
That, do you mind if I put out a call to anybody that might be listening?
Give me your last transmission again.
Asking, would you mind if I tried to see if there's anybody listening that might have some more information that could pass along? I think your advice is not good. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you being willing to send me your email, and please still do that, because it's always good to have, you know, information on who I could contact. I just wanted to see if anybody else might know something different.
Somebody will jump in there if they know something. But you might, are you a member of one of the clubs in the Greenville area?
No, I'm really starting to consider paying $25 to become a member of the BRARS. And then I might pay another $25 to join Chad's club, the Colonelville.
Well, and, you know, there might be somebody at one of those clubs that could help you, too. But anyway, I'll send you the information I have. I'm pulling in the garage here, so I want to get off the air here for just a minute and clean up, and you might hear me on later on this evening, and you might not. Just depends on what's happening when the boss lady gets home. So anyway, but 73s, and I'll clear out of here after your phone, okay? B4CPA.
All right, Dave. I really appreciate the QSO and your willingness to help me out. I really do. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. It's always a pleasure to talk to any and every ham. And you are one of those people that I really enjoy talking to. So I'll let you go and get in the bride, get in the house, and do what you need to do. And I'll say 73s. KO4 WWZ. I'll be clear.